B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. So, your day in 30 seconds.
I feel like I'm taking off in a spaceship. I got to hit so many buttons to start the show.
Well, you know, that's how the business works.
Rock and roll, ready, locked in. Your day in 30 seconds. Who wants to go first? Loren's over there laughing it up. Why don't you go first,
I'll
pumpkin?
Go first. Yeah. I just got attacked by a gnat.
Yeah.
So yesterday, my husband, and he, you know, at first he was like, don't put my stuff on the streets. And then I started talking to him about it. And I was like, no, that's a good thing. Like, I really think it's important to put this out there and talk about it. And he was like, no, you're probably right. But my husband had a colonoscopy yesterday.
Oh.
And he has a family history.
Yeah.
So typically you don't get colonoscopies until you're a little bit older than he is. Mm-hmm. But because he has a family history. He's already had one. They thought he had Crohn's disease. And when he went in yesterday, the inflammation and the, I guess, the stuff that they thought was causing Crohn's was gone. So they were like, well, we can confirm you don't have Crohn's, which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great.
And they took a couple polyps, but they said nothing looked out of the ordinary. They just sent him off just in case. So everything came back looking really good.
Great.
But there was a moment where I was sitting in the waiting room waiting for him, and all of a sudden I heard a scream from the operator, from the ORs. And I was like, oh man, I hope everything's okay back there. And then that was it. It was just one scream. And I continue sitting in the waiting room, and about 5 minutes later, this woman emerges from in the back. And she's like kind of bebopping around. She's like, are you Loren? That's Dallas. You're Loren. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm a big fan of the show. And she's like, I just literally screamed when I found out that you were out here. And I was like, that was you? but she was so sweet. I hope I'm remembering her name right. I think it was Tawana. But everyone was calling her like T and T-Bird. She was like the cool kid on campus in the back. But she was his anesthesiologist.
Did you know that butt on the table is Dallas?
Oh my gosh.
And that is Loren in the waiting room.
Oh my god!
Dallas is like, it's not that bad.
Oh, Dallas is like, they found something?
Oh no.
Yeah, no, he wasn't even under yet. He wasn't on the table.
How about you, Roy? What about you?
I had a dueling bad days. You know, like when you try to compare bad days. Thank you for the dueling.
That's your dueling music.
So I called my sister and I'm like, oh, you won't believe this. And she goes, no, you won't believe this. And I said, what? You go first. She said, well, my husband, Ryan, my brother-in-law, got into a car accident.
Oh, no.
And it's going to cost $800 to get the, because he was in Richmond, Virginia, it's going to cost $800 to get the car towed here. He's fine, by the way.
Good.
But he totaled the car. But they had to get the car back to Roanoke, which is so annoying. I never even really thought about that.
Man.
Okay. I'm like, if he totaled it, just leave it.
Right.
Yeah. So on the table so far is a brother-in-law car accident. What's yours?
It's so bad. I was like, I went to McDonald's.
You probably should have went first. I can already see where this is going.
And I was like, not only are they out of chicken nuggets, but they're out of Coca-Cola. How's that possible?
We all got problems.
Did your sister just like stop and there was silence? Then she said, shut up.
She laughed. I think I gave her a much needed laugh. But I was like, I was going to tell you about McDonald's.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, you win.
Yeah.
You win.
When someone says to you, do you want the good news or bad news first? Which one do you take?
Bad news.
Yeah, me too.
Rip it off with the band-aid.
And then you feel better at the end of the conversation.
Yeah, yeah,
give me the good news because you walk away feeling better.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's funny, right?
What's your day in 30 seconds?
My day, so it was kind of cool. You know, yesterday was just an ordinary Tuesday, a week before school starts, and I took Dean to a casual birthday party yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Oh, in the middle of the afternoon.
In the middle of the afternoon, man. His little friend Carden had a 6-year-old birthday party, and I was taking Dean there, and Dean's like, Dad, what did we get him? And I said, well, we got him the Hot Wheels track that you wanted to get him. He goes, no, Dad, no. I wanted him to get this remote control bulldozer that pushes 1,000 pounds.
Whoa.
I go, oh, dude, I don't know. You know, Target didn't have that. I got the Hot Wheels track that you mentioned. He goes, but I saw this thing on YouTube, and it pushes 1,000 pounds. And he's quiet for a second. We're pulling into the house. He goes, but it's $3,000.
Whoa.
I was like, well, and I don't even know if that's true. But Dean sure does say things. Like, even my neighbor, Kristen's like, Dean will say something, and he's so convincing that I have to believe him. Like, he'll come up to Kristen and be like, do you know some snakes have legs and then, like, run away? And then she's like, he said that so convincingly that he has me Googling.
Yeah.
But I said to Dean, I said, yeah, Carden's a great kid, but I don't know if he's worth $3,000.
Right.
That's an expensive prize. But anyway, I just thought it was funny. Casual Tuesday birthday party.
Dean, I wouldn't even buy that for you, all right? So to take it down a notch, $3,000.
It pushes 1,000 pounds. Hey, we got Carden that bulldozer. He's going to take out your garage now with it. Watch him work it. You know, I found out something about my parents yesterday I'd like to share with you guys and see if you guys are what I call a menu peeper. That's right. We're going to talk about menu peeping.
Okay.
What does that mean? We'll let you know in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is Jonas Mothersucker, Kiss 95.1. We are the Mania Roy of the Ram Morning Show.
Would you guys consider yourselves what I call menu peepers?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
I think it's where you like look at a menu before you commit to a restaurant.
How do you know that?
Because I do it.
Smarty pants over there. I thought I was going to trick you with the menu peeper. That's exactly right. My parents and Loren are total menu peepers, Roy. They will not go to the restaurant unless they see the menu online before they get there.
Especially if it's a new restaurant.
Oh, yeah, for sure if it's a new restaurant. But if it's...
You do too?
If it's a new restaurant, I don't just show up to a restaurant I've never been before and pray that it works out.
What?
Yeah, and I've got to like at least 3 things on the menu.
Oh,
what? To commit to it.
Nicole, you definitely don't look at the menu.
Are you
online.
Kidding me? I don't go to a place, like, if I know I'm going someplace tomorrow, like, I'll look at the menu today.
Now, if I've been there before, I don't peep at the menu.
Ask Roy about the time we looked at the menu when Loren picked a restaurant.
Oh, man.
And you know what? Maybe you do it, too. Because when we were in Atlanta for boot camp a couple of years ago, I wanted to go to a restaurant, and you were like, well, what kind of food do they have? And then as soon as you heard everything was under 500 calories, you two would have thought, I told you I was taking you hostage.
Roy and I, that's a true story, Nicole. Roy and I went absolutely nuts. But I think Loren said, hey, there's this really cool restaurant called Mecca, whatever.
No, it wasn't Mecca.
Okay, but I was just using that name.
Yeah.
And she goes, every dish is under 500 calories. And Roy and I were just like,
starving.
What?
And it was a good
calories.
Amount of food. Like, you don't have to have a 3,000 calorie count meal to be full.
What? She was right, though.
Yeah, she was right.
It was good.
It tasted really good.
And it was
You're welcome.
But we ate. We ordered 2 of everything so that we could get our 1,000 calories in.
Kind of, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. I don't look at the menu. Like, I trust the restaurant. They're in the restaurant business. What are they going to do? And you know the kind of restaurant you're going to. Like, if I go to an Italian restaurant, I know I can get chicken parm or chicken marsala or
okay, but what if you go
spaghetti.
To a place like Hawker's? It's Asian fusion street food.
I mean, you take the chance. No.
Really? You don't look?
Jeez, I thought my parents were in the minority. I thought y'all would have a good laugh at this. No. Boy, I have egg on my face this morning.
No. I always look at the menu. But Nicole brought up a good point. We were in Florida with Loren. Were we in Florida? Yeah, we were in Florida.
Seems like Loren's the problem.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Anytime we go to a restaurant with Loren, if I can't pronounce the title of the restaurant, I'm Googling the menu. Oh, we're going to Le Chavon d'Avon, Jean-Georges. I was like, what? I don't know.
I don't even remember the name of the restaurant now, but I know what you're talking about.
When was the last time you looked up a menu, Roy?
The last time I looked up a menu was this weekend.
Online?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what? For where?
I was looking at it on behalf of my sister. She never went to this restaurant. I wanted to make sure there was options for it.
Okay.
I'm always looking up.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're in the minority.
I totally am.
You live life dangerously.
Look out, everybody. Manny's on the edge. He doesn't look at the menu online before he heads in. That's good. Well, I guess it speeds up the ordering process, too, when you get there.
Yeah.
I suppose so. All right, menu peepers, you're all united, except for me. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, Larry King, big news coming out of his camp yesterday. I'll tell you what's going on with him and his, well, maybe ex-wife in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Before we get to Larry King, Ronda Rousey yesterday, she was posting on Instagram. She got hurt on the set of 9-1-1. The fighter who joined the Fox show for its third season broke her middle finger and her ring finger during a scene. She didn't say anything to the director until they yelled cut. And she thought she jammed her fingers in a boat door, but it turns out that she closed her fingers in the boat door and almost severed the tips of her fingers off.
No.
She says modern medicine is amazing because she already has 50% motion back in her hand.
Okay, good.
Oof. Larry King.
Yes.
Let's talk about this guy for
Hello.
A second. Right? You know this guy?
I know him.
All
Hello.
Right. He's 85 years old. He has been married a bazillion times, and he just filed for divorce again with his wife. So this is kind of crazy. So I was looking up, like, all right, what other celebrities have been married a million times,
Ooh,
right?
Okay.
But Billy Bob Thornton has been divorced 5 times.
Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, I bet, yeah.
Let's look.
Because he was married to Elvis's daughter for sure. Yeah.
And then he married some waitress.
And he just got married in Vegas, didn't he? Was that Nicolas Cage?
Maybe, but remember he married some waitress who was just an average person, and that lasted like 10 minutes?
Yeah. All right, hold on. I'm trying to look this up, but I'm also trying to give you the dirty at the same time.
You can just
look later. Billy Bob Thornton, 5 divorces. Elizabeth Taylor, 7 divorces. She's the only one like kind of in the ballpark. But Larry King, his first marriage lasted like months and was annulled.
Okay.
Then he married Annette. He was married for 1 year with her. Aline was next. 2 years they made it.
Aline, hello.
Then they got a divorce. He married Mickey. Was married for 4 years, then went back to Aline for 5 years. So now at this point in...
Shauna, is that the latest?
Yes.
Yeah.
But in 1972, his longest marriage was 7 years at that point. Then he married Sharon and Julie and Sean. And now this is like, they were married for 22 years and finally getting a divorce. But dude, you're 85. Like, could you not have waited it out? It like was like that bad.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
No, but...
It's not that many years left. Come on.
I mean, there's that.
It could be 10 more.
Yeah, I guess so.
Could be.
Till death do us part.
Nicolas Cage, by the way, divorced 4 times.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
I didn't know if he was in the ballpark, but... Yeah.
All right.
That's your dirty.
Thanks, Loren. Speaking of marriages, you know, there's a new type of relationship. You got your friend zone relationships, you've got maybe just your hookups. Now there's something called the situationship.
Heard of that.
It has nothing to do with the guy from MTV's Jersey Shore, but the situationship will explain, and maybe you can see if you're in one coming up in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Post Malone, Sway Lee, Sunflower. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show. Are you in a situationship?
Explain further, sir.
A situationship, it's an undefined relationship, okay? It's pretty much that you are, how do I explain this? You like them, But you're not. It's not been defined, the relationship. Remember at one point when Sterling and I were going on dates and we were talking for, you know, 2 or 3 mm-hmm. months at that point, and we went on Valentine's Day night. We had a really nice dinner. A dinner that you wouldn't really have with someone you were just in a situation with. And in that moment, we were like, what is this? And then we defined it. We're like, okay, we're dating. Mm-hmm. This is that before that.
Gotcha.
It's you like this person. You're kind of into them, but, you know.
You're talking.
It's the step before dating.
And so here are some clues.
Is it different than talking? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure this out.
Let me give you clues.
Okay.
You don't text or call each other much. Okay.
Except for when you're trying to hook up.
I'm asking for shooting a friend. Holes in the theory right away. Situationship, my butt.
We actually haven't discussed the labels yet.
Okay.
Hasn't even come up in conversation. You avoid meeting each other's friends.
Jeez, this really does sound like you're just hooking up.
Yeah.
It really does sound like one night stands.
Where did we get this from?
A pink villa?
No, yeah, see, they're bad, that one.
No cutesy or loving stuff. You're just spending time together because it beats being alone.
Oh, this ain't good.
Yeah, this sounds like a hookup to me.
You're right, it does. I wasn't really thinking of a hookup. I thought it was like an evolved friendship.
So your idea of a situationship is different than the Pink Velvets.
Yeah. Mm. You steer clear of each other's families? Well, to be fair, Sterling and I did that for years.
Yeah, that was for the sake of your relationship.
I will say, like, I think it's kind of strange, and our au pair was dating someone who, like, didn't want to meet us.
Oh, situationship.
So I think that's a situationship.
Okay.
You know?
Is she not dating him anymore?
No, I think it's a situationship.
Oh, yeah. Okay, keep going.
No vacations together?
Okay.
This is the au pair.
You just meet each other at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was an au pair. I'd be in a situationship, too.
When one person in the relationship is from a different country and speaks a different language, that's a situationship?
Well, you know, I got a friend who's he's in a situationship. He tells me that he is not in a relationship, but he'd be upset if that person started dating someone else.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Then you're in a relationship.
I don't think that's a situationship, though. Like, if you
really
care that that person is out with someone else, then you're...
That's a relationship, right?
A situationship?
No, if you care, if you don't want that person, if you want that person only hanging out with you and sleeping with
that's
you...
That's a relationship.
That's a relationship.
Yes, agreed.
And he's like, I'm not in a relationship. And I was like, oh, the therapy that we have to have with you.
Let's unpack that.
Let's unpack that.
The comedian Mitch Hedberg said, I don't have a girlfriend. I just know a girl who would get really mad at me if she heard me say that. All right, we'll put that situationship up on the website. You can go analyze it yourself, kiss951.com. Hey, the friendliest states list is out. All 50 states have been ranked from the least friendly to the most friendly.
Oh, the southern states have to be the most friendly.
Congrats to one of the two Carolinas for making the top 3. Start thinking about which one it is and why, and we'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Relax to blow, Biebs. Where are you now? Kiss 95.1 with the main boy in the Rim Morning Show.
Now's a pretty good time to tell you that Diplo is coming, you guys. We are bringing him to the Grave Diggers Ball. You got to get your tickets now at kiss951.com. Grave Diggers Ball starring Diplo October 26th. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes for the best costume contest.
Well, good job.
Get more info and tickets right now at kiss951.com, October 26th.
So the nicest and awful states.
Give us a call real quick at 704-570-9595 because you guys matter in this. You guys have to weigh in and tell us what states you feel are the friendliest that you've been to and what states you feel like are the unfriendliest.
Mm.
That's right, Roy. Big7travel.com. We all know this website. We love it.
Go there all the time.
It's my first time on it. But they released the list, Loren, the 50 friendliest states in America.
Friendliest. Okay.
And one of the Carolinas is in the top 3.
Okay.
So you guessed the least friendliest state. What did you say?
I said New York.
Right. They made it.
I'm sure Florida is right around there, too.
49 is super surprising to me.
It's not Florida?
It's not Florida.
Really?
Roy, take a guess. What do you think the second least friendliest state is? It is a total surprise.
a total surprise, so I'm going to say a southern state, because I immediately think southern states are nicer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Not bad. Very close.
Louisiana?
Arkansas.
Oh, man.
Arkansas, okay.
It says Arkansas is a friendly state, and they emphasize if you're a local. While that's all well and good for Arkansas residents and their good neighborly vibes, it could be visitors who don't feel quite welcomed when passing through. Now, I lived in Arkansas for 2 years. I lived in Little Rock, and I had no issues.
Were you not nice to people passing through?
I mean, was I considered a local because I lived there?
Yeah, you lived there. If you had a residence there.
Yeah,
you
I was local. Nice.
Yeah.
Delaware was 48.
Okay.
Massachusetts, 47.
Oh,
where's New Jersey? What do you want from me, huh? Move your car. They're 46th.
So all sounds right to me.
Florida, 42.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be there.
California, we're number 40.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
That surprises you?
A little bit.
Very superficial in the California.
Yeah, that's but they're not right. mean. They're just into themselves.
Los Angeles is no city of angels when it comes to making strangers feel welcome. We have a really rude vibe. And like, if you don't know what we're doing, get off the street.
Get off the street.
All right, Kim.
Alaska, 37. Virginia, 35, Roy.
I thought Virginia was for lovers.
While some people might see it as the state for lovers, it doesn't have a very...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcoming and friendly atmosphere.
Well, you gotta think D.C.'s in Virginia, and that's a big city, mm-hmm. and... You know.
Which Carolina made the top 3, you two? North or South?
Well, I one time broke down leaving Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, and people actually stopped on the side of the road to help me, although I didn't let them because I thought they were going to murder me. And I've blown out a tire in North Carolina, and nobody stopped. So maybe South Carolina?
All right, I'll go with North Carolina.
The answer is... South Carolina, number 3 friendliest state out of all 50. South Carolina's residents are famously welcoming.
I see that.
Making it such a friendly place to spend some time in. The southern states are well known for their hospitality and kindness. In fact, Roy Brown from Kiss 95.1 broke down in South Carolina and got help, the article goes on to say.
Okay.
All right. So congratulations, North Carolina, way back at number 33. We'll have the full list up at kiss95.1.com. You can go check that out right now, actually. It's already up. Lorraine, what do you got coming up for us after 7?
So I saw something in the news, and let me tell you something. If this happened at my wedding, I would be so angry. Police are looking for a woman, and I'll tell you why coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
So I saw this news article, and... I would be so upset if this happened at my wedding. There's a woman in Texas that authorities are looking for because she is the official wedding crasher of Texas. Hmm. Not only is she crashing these weddings, but she's doing it for a reason. She's stealing the bride and groom's gifts.
Oh.
So, you know, there's like a present table or a money drop where it goes into like kind of a box looking thing.
Yeah.
She is making off with people's gifts.
Wow.
So the authorities are now offering a $4,000 cash reward for people to help them find her. She's stolen gift cards and she's been seen using them in public. She's even been caught on surveillance.
Oh, yeah. So they have a picture of her?
Yep. They know what she looks like. But they just can't catch her. So now they're asking the public to start posting pictures of her when they see her.
You know, that would require a lot of kind of tracking down. Because think about it like this. If you drop off a present at the wedding, you wouldn't be following up with the bride and groom on, hey, what do you think of my gift for a while?
No, and usually a bride and groom like writes a thank you note that says like, you know, thank you so much for...
Yada, yada, yada.
The China. I can't wait to use it at Christmas and when we host holidays and blah, 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 blah.
She's been doing this for a long time because this is kind of hard to track down.
And I think at a lot of weddings, either the groomsman or the bridesmaid is in charge of keeping an eye on the table.
Really?
Oh, oh yeah. Really? I mean, I put somebody in charge.
Really?
We didn't.
Oh.
But no, I mean, do you really think you have to? Like,
well, mine was at a hotel.
Okay, I was going to say, the people at your wedding, you think are your family and friends.
Yeah, I got married at the Peabody in Memphis, and people could easily come in, grab something, and then roll out. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't at some hall where you had to, like, drive, you know, get into a car. But I wonder if someone would share a story with us, because I, as much as we would hate to hear it, it would be somewhat eye-opening if you had something stolen off your gift table at your wedding. 704-570-9595. Two things arise. One, if you had it happen in Texas, we think we found the person.
Yeah.
That'll help you. And two, like, it could have been a family member, y'all, which is the slimiest of slime.
Yeah. Well, would you ever really know?
I think somebody might have an idea. Dang it, we need to hear from someone.
Like, unless everything went missing, how would you know?
Yeah,
how would you know something got stolen?
Yeah, like, I would probably just think, like, Aunt Beth just didn't give us a wedding gift.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the chances? Like, it had to been a massive... She's got to be not doing to family. She's got to be doing this to a lot of strangers.
She is doing it to strangers.
Years of time for this to start adding up.
I see what you're saying, Roy. Okay, yeah. Lorraine, I thought you meant, like, do you think they know who it is? And I bet you if somebody had something stolen from their wedding, they would know, have an idea who stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't Rachel bring that guy that did time for robbery?
All judgmental.
But really, I mean,
judgmental.
Okay, but if the shoe fits, you also... you know?
Yeah, Rachel's new boyfriend had a weird, scruffy beard.
Yeah. And he was walking around with a blender.
He said he got it from the bartender, but we're not so sure. It looked brand new.
I mean, he wouldn't even tip the bartender. You can't trust those people.
Why is Rachel's boyfriend walking around with a pot and pan set? A bread press. 704-570-9595. We got a couple people on hold, but we'd love to hear from as many people as possible. Did you have something stolen from your wedding?
All right, this is Jennifer in Locust. Hey, Jennifer.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about a wedding gift being stolen at my wedding. We had about 8 envelopes stolen out of the birdcage, and we found out, it turns out it was one of the workers that was working the wedding.
Ooh.
They found it, had it on video.
Oh, man. Did you get any of it back? Did you get any of it back?
Oh, boy. She's listening to herself on the radio. Okay.
Turn your radio off, Jennifer.
Messing with her.
That's okay. Lorraine wants to know if you got any of it back.
Well, we had to call all of our relatives. It was really awkward. And we ended up canceling a bunch of the checks and everything. So we didn't get any of it back, unfortunately.
That's dang.
You know... how did you know that someone stole it? Because, like, Roy and Lorraine are saying, like, because you don't really know what you get until you sit there and you open stuff. And, like, I wouldn't judge Aunt Lucille for not bringing me a gift.
Right.
You know what I mean? How did you know?
We were going through our gifts the next day, and it was people who were, like our own parents we didn't have a card from. And we started thinking it was, like, really strange. So we started going through all the people that were at our wedding, and we noticed about, like I said, about 7 or 8 people that... that we were missing it from.
Okay.
So we called the place, and they ended up giving us a check for, they felt bad, so they gave us a check for some of it at least.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Hey, criminals, don't steal the envelope that says to my dearest daughter.
Yeah. And, like, is it bad? I'd be trying to get in on that. I'd be like, oh yeah, we did get you that China set, but we also gave you a check too. Like,
yeah.
I'd be trying to look like the all-star family member.
Oh, that sucks. Someone took your trip to Jamaica that I put in there.
Man, this is Melissa and Davidson. Something stolen from your wedding. What was it?
Yeah, my maid of honor was holding a purse full of several hundred dollars in cash to give as tips for the service people.
Mm-hmm.
Taken off the table.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Yeah.
And so now, was it someone in your family you think stole it, or?
We don't know. We've always assumed or hoped it was someone that worked for the facility and not family, but we don't know.
So did people still get tipped, or were you just like, well, you took it, so that's yours?
No, of course they still got tipped.
Did you tell Lorraine?
What?
You think Melissa's going to be like, hey, one of you stole the envelope.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
which
one.
Turn them all against each other and be like, if you guys can figure it out, there's $300 in here for you.
Meanwhile, cousin Charles like is the one pocketing the cash.
Yeah, making a bet at the racetrack.
I'll turn this thing into Hunger Games.
I hate to hear that, Melissa. Well, thanks for calling and sharing.
Yeah, thanks. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, how about this text message from 704? I didn't even know bringing gifts to a wedding was a thing. I thought that was what the bridal shower was for.
What?
Yeah,
oh, you don't go to weddings. Come on.
Good news.
Still to come. All right, we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. I call a guy by the name of Dan. Not only is he the man, but I creep him out when I say dying is going to be the last successful thing you do. He does not like that question. Brand new senseless 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Dan is the man.
Hello?
Dan!
Yeah?
What's up, Dan? It's Roy. Hey, man, I'm with the Senseless Bureau. Got to get your questions in. We're taking data on the American people. Got to get the questions in the surveys because it's a survey for the American people.
You're with the Census Bureau?
Yes, I think we're saying the same thing.
Okay.
Do you think dreams are glances at alternative timelines?
Sorry, I don't know what that means.
What do you think we're going to find inside of Area 51 when we storm it?
I'm not going to storm Area 51.
Oh. Ever notice that the uglier the laugh, the more genuine it was?
These are census questions?
No.
Totally confused.
Do you think the person that created the delete history option had something to hide?
I'm sorry. Okay. Who is this?
I already told you my name is Roy. We went through this. Come on, Dan. Did you know that dying is the last thing you're going to do successfully?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Dying is the last thing you're going to do successfully.
Oh, that's so morbid.
And you're going to do it really well.
Dang it, Roy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Who even thinks of that question?
I don't know.
What goes on in your brain?
I don't know either.
I have a couple of cocktails. I sit back. I explore things.
Just figure things out. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so congratulations to rapper Logic. He just revealed that he's expecting his first child with his fiance. Now, if you remember, they got engaged, a couple months ago, back at the beginning of the year, maybe. But they are celebrating a new baby in their life. Harry Styles is getting ready to release his sophomore album, which we just found out. He's going to be on the cover of Rolling Stones, which is going to hit newsstands on September 3rd. And people are freaking out because he's shirtless on the cover and because there's a new album that's getting ready to be released.
Roy feverishly typing over there.
I gotta find this one.
I'm still really upset he's not going to play Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. Anyway, this just in, I think Kim Kardashian has 6 toes.
Really?
Yes. So she posted a picture on her Instagram, and people are intrigued and confused by it. But it's a picture of her and Kylie, and it's a like a promo picture. So it could be Photoshopped to people, so don't rush out and go, oh, Lauren said Kim Kardashian has 6 toes. I just think she does.
Lauren. I feel like we talked about this before.
No, that was from, I think, their People cover where somebody's ankle was broken the wrong way or somebody had an extra leg. That was a Photoshop thing,
too. That's what it was, an extra leg. Yeah.
But this, in the photo, it's the two of them walking, and Kim has 6 toes, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Do you see it?
1, 2, 3.
We'll see if we can retweet the picture.
Holy crap.
I think that might just be the way the foot looks.
I don't know, man. That's her sister's foot. The top one is her sister's foot. The bottom one is her foot in a different kind of shoe.
Do your thing.
We'll put it up. We'll retweet it. You guys tell us what you think.
Army Hammer's kid would love Kim Kardashian. That's an extra toe the kid can suck on.
Ew.
Remember that guy?
You don't
remember talking about this?
No.
His kid sucked on his toes and the internet went nuts and said it was disgusting.
It was like a week ago, buddy.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't pay attention.
Lorraine, we're like, that was a week ago. Roy goes, that was a week ago.
Yeah. I don't know what happened yesterday.
Yeah. And if you missed it, Larry King filed for divorce. This will be his seventh divorce.
Yes.
He had one annulled, and he married someone twice. And between 1952 and today, there's been a lot of missed marriages.
Growing up in New Jersey, I used to listen to Larry King. He'd be on in the overnights.
Oh, what a shift.
He did radio on the overnights. And in fact, in the movie Ghostbusters, the original, he's in that. He takes a phone call.
Yeah, he's done a lot of like movie cameos.
We're talking about Ghost and Ghostbusters.
Good times. Ariana Grande, she is settling her God is a Woman lawsuit. But we'll get into that in the 8:30 Dirty. And I'll give you all the details surrounding that lawsuit.
All right. Let's play Can't Be the Red. 41 wins, 704-570-9595. Call right now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Be the Red.
Ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Jason.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
What's up?
You're playing Can't Be Loren today. That's what's up.
I'm
going to
beat you.
Oh, you're going to beat me. All right. I love the smack talk already. Let's do it.
Get out of here.
I'm going.
All right, Loren, putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door's open, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Angelina Jolie just sent her oldest son to college. He'll be studying biochemistry in South Korea. Her and her former actor husband are super proud. Who is he, the actor husband?
Brad Pitt.
And Ronda Rousey was injured filming a scene for the TV show 911. She was a professional fighter in what league?
UFC.
Question three. As Tyler Cameron and Gigi Hadid rumors continue to circulate, Hannah Brown reveals that she hasn't spoken to him since their sleepover earlier this month on the TV show on ABC known as?
Bachelorette.
Demi Lovato celebrated her 27th birthday at Ariana Grande's London concert. She made her debut being on Barney and Friends, but she also started Camp Rock. What network was that on?
Disney.
And question five. Taylor Swift just sold 1 million copies of her album Lover thanks to pre-sale purchases. Who is her lover right now? What's his name? This was a question last week. Jason in 3, 2, 1. No answer there, Roy. Come on in, Loren. Loren, pumping your fist outside, knowing that you got one wrong.
I can see you counting, which I know. Like, at that point, I'm like, oh, somebody missed one.
Well, he got at least one wrong. How many did he get right?
You got 4 correct.
Okay. All right. That's not bad.
All right, here we go, Loren. Angelina Jolie just sent her oldest son to college. He's going to be studying biochemistry in South Korea. Her and her former actor husband are super proud. Who is her actor husband?
Brad Pitt.
1-1.
I could just use his door as the ding for the correct answer. Question two, Ronda Rousey was filming a scene for the TV show 911, and she injured her finger. She was a professional fighter in what league?
MMA.
That is incorrect. Correct answer, UFC. Jason got that correct.
Oh, my gosh. I want to kick myself right now.
It's 2-1.
As Tyler Cameron and Gigi Hadid rumors continue to circulate, Hannah reveals that she hasn't spoken to him since their sleepover earlier this month on what ABC dating show?
The Bachelorette.
That is correct. It's currently 3-2. Jason in the lead.
Demi Lovato celebrated her 27th birthday at Ariana Grande's London concert. She made her debut being on Barney and Friends, but also starred in Camp Rock, which aired on what network?
I know this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
I think it's Disney.
Crap. It's currently 3-4. Jason still in the lead.
That could have been a Nickelodeon answer.
I know. My palms are sweaty. I got one wrong early on. I'm feeling the pressure.
Feel her palms real quick. Let Roy feel it.
Is it so glistening? I don't like it.
All right. Here we go. If you get this one wrong, it's over. We got a new champ.
Okay.
Jason.
Hey.
Taylor Swift just sold 1 million copies of her album Lover thanks to pre-sale purchases. Who is her current lover?
Joe Alwyn.
That is correct. Final score 4-4. It's a tie. Tie to stay with the house. Loren, technically, you have 42
wins. By the skin of my teeth, Jason.
Woo.
All right.
Well, almost.
Not quite a win. You know what I want to hear.
I'm Jason. I can't beat Loren.
But you can tie me, Jason. Thanks for playing.
Good job. Yeah, that was close. Okay.
Man, I want to kick myself after that.
Let's change gears. Gather around. I'm going to tell you a story about why I got busted staring into a stranger's living room window.
You're a peeping Tom?
It happened last week. But before you make judgment, let me explain the situation.
You creep?
Which, by the way, ends with the woman who I was looking at calling me a creep. But there's so much more to the story. I'll tell you about it in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We got the peeping Tom over here.
I was just going to say, Roy, you know, I'm an easy target here on the MRL show because I'm always doing stupid stuff, admittedly.
And
always...
You don't think you put yourself in those positions?
No,
then?
I do. But can you please hold judgment until I'm done telling the story?
Okay. We're just attacking.
We're already judging.
The claws are already out. And a lot of times they should be because I self-admittedly do silly things. But I also love sharing them with you guys, the audience here on the radio. So my wife has me do something called porch pickups, which she gets from Facebook, from a mom's group or whatever, and she'll say, hey, babe, on your way home from work, can you go and snag something off the porch on this address, or can you go and grab something, you know, and bring it back, drop it off, whatever it is. So on this particular day, I was picking up a little riding car for my daughter, Ruby, you know, like a little Mickey Mouse car that she can, when her legs are long enough, she can push it along.
Yeah.
And so she said, it's at this address. Amanda said this to me. She texted me. She said, here's the address and here's the contact number. She wants you to text her and let her know that you're coming so she could put it out on the porch. So I left work the other day, last week, and I went over. And on my way, I was driving, so my talk to text wasn't working. Siri was being really annoyingly slow, so I called her. And I said, hey, this is Steve, and I'm coming to pick up the little Mickey Mouse car. She said, okay, great. Just ring the doorbell, and I'll bring it out to you. It was raining. She said, I don't want to leave it on the porch. I was like, okay. So, of course, I get to the house. The rain's pretty much stopped, but there's still no Mickey Mouse car on the porch. There's a light on inside, and I ring the doorbell once. And it sounded like this. For those of you that are wondering what the doorbell sounded like, it was like this.
Okay.
Not a fancy Loren one. That was like a whole song.
Stop. Right.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Stay on track. This is about you and your peeping Tom.
Yeah, don't try to lash out at her.
So I see the lights on again. I had just spoken to this woman 5 minutes earlier and no answer. So I ring it again. No dogs barking, no nothing. But I look through the window, the skinny little window next to the front door, and I can see like somebody, something moving. Not a full person, but I can see something moving in the kitchen. So I was like,
oh,
on the window.
Whoa, you're being pretty aggressive.
Dude, I know she's there. I just spoke with her 5 minutes earlier.
And you can see something moving.
She's expecting me to come, and I can see something moving. So I'm like, I'm starting to think, y'all, what if... Like, my mind goes to Loren and my wife, who's a total, you know, pessimist. Mm-hmm. Something bad's happening inside.
What, do you think you're the guy that dropped off the glasses on the night OJ was in the house? I mean, you think, like, that's the type of thing going on?
Jeez, I didn't think of that, but yeah, I could have been. I could have been the Ron Goldman here because that's what I started thinking. I'm like, I wonder, and now I got to make sure she's okay. I just spoke with her 5 minutes ago. So I walk around the side of the house. And there's a little bit of, there's like some bushes or whatever, and I sneak behind a bush, and I look into the window, and when I look into the window, she's sitting right there and looks right back at me and goes like this. Y'all, she goes like this. She goes, looks over and goes, gives me the 1 minute.
Uh-huh. Oh.
She's on the phone.
Yeah, and she's probably like, you idiot.
So I was like, okay. So I walk back around, and I said, hey, so she came to the door finally. She gets off the phone, comes to the door. I go, hey, I'm so sorry. I knew you were home. And I saw something moving, and I just wanted to double check. I go, I didn't mean to creep you out. She goes, yeah, it was a little creepy seeing somebody peek through that window. I've never seen anybody look through the window on that side of the house before.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, did you scratch yourself going through the bushes? I was like, no, I'm okay.
You had to climb through bushes.
And I had to go around some bushes to get there. But...
Dude, you're lucky she wasn't on the phone with the police.
Why would she be on the phone with the cops? She knows I'm coming.
I don't know. There's a strange guy walking around my house knocking on windows.
Although, if she's on the phone, she should, like, open the door, then give you, hey, 1 moment, and close the door.
Right.
It, like, let you know.
She handed me the toy. I took the toy home. Ruby played with it for 4 seconds, and then now she hasn't looked at it again. Mm-hmm. So I peeped for no good reason.
No, she will when she gets older.
But that raises the question. Did you guys ever catch someone looking through your window?
Oh, gosh, that's so scary.
It is scary.
Oh,
but maybe it was like a family member who had the same thing happen that I did. Like they didn't call you. Maybe they were just doing the drop by. They knew you were home and you didn't answer. Like, who did you catch looking into your window? 704-570-9595.
I catch people looking into my windows all the time.
You live in a high rise.
Yeah, but I'm only like on the second floor, so you can see into my apartment. And I got like a bunch of, it's like a forest at the windows. If you look into my apartment, I got like a bunch of bushes and trees.
Okay.
And so, but for some odd reason, in front of my apartment is like the pee stop for all dogs. It's like the pee and poo central. And so every time I look out the window, there's like somebody looking back up at me while their dog's taking a number right there in front of my unit.
Good time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Roy's that house. He's the search house.
Yeah.
He's searching, looking inside to see what's going on.
Because a dog owner doesn't want to stare at their dog while they're, you know, doing their business, so they're just kind of looking back up.
You should put an MRL show banner in your window.
It's
for advertising. All right. Our phones are lit up with people who have found someone looking through their window. Your call is just after 8 with MRL.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.
Catch somebody looking through your window, and I know that's creepy. But we got to hear the circumstances around it. You know, Manny went to go pick up, either do the marketplace, the little pickups. Porch pickups. He went to someone's house, and they didn't answer the doorbell, so he went around to the side, looked through the window to see if they were there.
You're missing chunks of the story for people that just tuned in.
It's fine. I'm just trying
to... That's the cliff notes. Sounds creepy when somebody else says it, doesn't it?
Hold on a second, Lorenith. I called her 5 minutes out. Okay. So it's not like I was supposed to do a porch pickup. It wasn't there, so I just started snooping around the house. She said, I'll put it, just ring the doorbell when you get here. It's raining. I'll give it to you when you get here. She didn't answer the door, so I walked around the house looking for her.
You feel better? You glad you got that out?
Well, here. Joe had something similar happen to him. He showed up at the house and peeped through the window.
All right, Joe, tell us what happened.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, man.
So we had made plans to hang out, and I went to her bedroom window and knocked on the window.
This already sounds bad for you.
Her bedroom light was on. She had just inadvertently fallen asleep, and I'm knocking on the window. Her dog, CJ, is sitting there barking, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I whipped out my pocket knife, popped the lock on her screen.
Hey, I'm glad that's what he whipped out. We didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, I woke her up, and she freaked out. She was like, oh, my God, I forgot that we were supposed to meet. But she goes like, at least it's you.
So you not only did you peep, but you also broke and entered.
Technically.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You committed a felony. She must have been important to commit a felony just to hang out.
It was worth it.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, that's so creepy. This is Rob in Charlotte.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So someone was creeping through your window. What happened?
And it wasn't just anybody. We actually had, you remember the old show, America's Most Wanted?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great show. Gave you all the biggest criminals.
I have the theme ready to go. How about that? Go ahead, Rob.
It was really weird. I was about 10 or 11 at the time. And we had this guy creeping in through our living room window, and we didn't really know who it was. I mean, it's like probably 9, 10 o'clock at night at this point. And I was about to go to bed, and so Mom was like, I think somebody's staring in our window. And then we go look, and he runs off, and then he comes back the next night, and he's there again. Well, the very next day, we had watched an episode where something on the show had mentioned something about this man for America's Most Wanted. Well, it turns out it was him.
Oh, what? My gosh.
Right, and it was so weird. And so we get the police called out. They get the bigwigs involved. And so they're asking me all kinds of questions to describe him. And I'm telling them what he's like. And, you know, I was like, well, he was just standing there. Like, he wasn't doing anything weird as far as, like, trying to break in or anything. He was literally just sitting there looking inside the window.
And you watched America's Most Wanted the next night and realized that was the same guy?
Yeah, and I mean, we have police force in, like, you know, policemen in our family. So, like, I kind of figured it was. I've been around that kind of
okay.
thing, and I was, you know, so I felt really cool, you know, kind of. I felt like the kid that kind of saved the day.
Did they catch the guy?
I don't know. Mm. They didn't actually tell us, but. But I did get involved, and they kind of found out and kind of went after him, and I'm hoping that they caught him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very eerie to kind of know that something, you know, someone like that was.
It's so creepy. Like, mm-hmm. He was probably mm-hmm. trying to plot something.
Oof.
Rob?
Make a getaway.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, man. You know, I used to be a 911 operator, and we got a call one time about somebody just standing out in the yard looking at the house. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. she called and says, "Hey, someone is in a suit, just like staring at the house." And I'm like, "Well, are they looking like in your windows, or can they see you?" She's like, "No, I'm on the second floor. It doesn't look like he's staring specifically at me. He's just looking at my house."
Mm.
And like, how weird is that?
And there, you're kind of in the country, I would imagine.
Yeah, like it's not like a big bustling neighborhood.
But nope. It's also not illegal for someone to park their car in the street and look at a house.
It's not. And so when the police got there, they couldn't do anything.
Right.
It's like, he's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
He's just staring at your house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would literally go out that day and get the biggest, meanest dog ever. And train it to be a guard dog.
Yeah. You can borrow Roy's dog, Callie.
Yeah. She'll save the day. Lori in Mooresville, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Who is peeping through your window?
Good morning. Our old landlord.
Why?
Our entire back area was like a glass room,
mm-hmm.
sunroom. And I was, our master bathroom shower didn't work, so I was across the hall using the shower over there, and I got out of the shower and looked over, and he was peeping in.
Oof.
He was just checking to see if we were still there because we hadn't responded to his messages in a timely manner.
Did you not believe him?
Did I what?
Did you not believe him? I mean, is that not a...
Well, she said it was the old landlord, so I'm assuming you moved after that.
Yep, I didn't pay rent that month, and we moved, and of course they took us to court, and they lost.
Okay, wow. Well, good for you, Lori. Yeah, that's creepy.
I was just
going to rebut to that and say, you know, I mean, if you're a landlord and you haven't heard from them and you're wondering what's going on in the house, I guess maybe you can contact the police and they would enter the house, Roy. Is that probably the better bet than looking through the window?
Yeah, but she kind of sounded like she was being facetious when she said in a timely manner. Like, yeah. It probably wasn't.
He was every bit as creepy as it sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see that text message that said they didn't catch someone, but they saw the steps in the snow?
Yeah, they said they found big footprints in the snow, and it gave them this uneasy feeling.
Like it went from the sidewalk to the house to her bedroom window back to the sidewalk again. So somebody walked off the sidewalk to the house. Who knows how long they stood there, and the steps went back to the sidewalk.
This segment's giving me like the cold chills three times. So creepy.
How about that one text message from someone who said their in-laws came over, didn't know we were home, like came over unannounced, and we're looking through the window. I didn't have a bra on, and to say the least, I wasn't dressed for any company.
Yeah.
I told my husband, and it never happened again.
Yeah, can't
show up on coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
The lesson is, do not look through someone's window.
No. It's a good rule of thumb not to be a creep. Hey, we got to get to a senseless survey. I called this guy named Dan, and he gets creeped out. If we want to keep the creepy train a rolling here, when I tell him, dying's the most successful thing that you'll do. The last successful thing you do. You have to hear this senseless survey. It's brand new. It comes your way in less than 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Dan is the man. Hello?
Hello?
Dan.
Yeah?
What's up, Dan? It's Roy. Hey, man, I'm with the Senseless Bureau. Got to get your questions in. We're taking data on the American people. Got to get the questions in the surveys because it's a survey for the American people.
You're with the Census Bureau?
Yes, I think we're saying the same thing.
Okay.
Do you think dreams are glances at alternative timelines?
Sorry, I don't know what that means.
What do you think we're going to find inside of Area 51 when we storm it?
I'm not going to storm Area 51.
Oh. Ever notice that the uglier the laugh, the more genuine it was?
These are census questions?
No.
No. Totally confused.
Do you think the person that created the delete history option had something to hide?
I'm sorry. Well, who is this?
I already told you my name is Roy. We went through this. Come on, Dan. Did you know that dying is the last thing you're going to do successfully?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Hey, Manny, can you pull up two pieces of audio for me, please?
I certainly can.
I need Hoda and Taylor Swift. Gotcha. But while you're doing that, this seems to be of the summer of Keanu Reeves. So John Wick 3, Always Be My Baby, Toy Story 4. He's keeping the train rolling now. Not only did he excite fans when they found out about a Bill and Ted sequel coming out, but The Matrix 4 is officially happening. Huh. The Matrix 4. Like, does anyone... I remember watching one, but I don't think I saw two or three. Did you?
I was so long ago, I can't remember.
Huh. Okay. Me neither, really. But
some help you are, Roy.
I guess I'll have to go back and watch. Like, I just don't know if I'm really interested in a Matrix 4, although it's the 20th anniversary.
That was so long ago, I can't even remember. Like, he's 90.
I know.
Well, the youngest member of the show has the worst memory.
The Matrix?
By the way, hold on.
You want to get into this? When did The Matrix go?
Yes. While you're looking that up, just recently did Roy's memory get bad again? Because, like, he was firing on all pistons at the beginning of this year, remembering things that I couldn't remember.
Now, you asked me a question about the Dirty from last week. I don't pay attention to your dirties. And this movie came out. This movie came out in 1999. I was 7 years old. Screw off. All right? I don't remember seeing it.
All right. Ariana Grande.
Now I'm away.
She's off the hook.
And now you prodded me. Here I am, people.
Pop quiz. How many toes does Kim Kardashian have?
Six.
All right.
She has six toes.
In a photo, she does. Anyway. Ariana Grande, she's off the hook for a lawsuit that accused her of stealing imagery from her video, God is a Woman. A visual artist came to her and the director and ended up suing them in January, arguing that the video ripped off his paintings. So it's now gone to court. Court documents show that they have reached a solution, and I don't think they had to pay anything in the lawsuit. It's been dropped at this point. Hoda had a big announcement. You know, we've been missing her all summer. She's been on maternity leave.
Hoda Kotb
from the Today Show, and she had this to say.
Guess what? It's time to get my roots done. I'm coming back to work. I'm going to be there on September the 3rd, right after Labor Day. You guys, I'm so excited. Look, I'm not going to lie. This probably has been the best summer.
Some background noise, huh?
She lives in a reporter town.
Hey, oh, my God. I'm sure she lives in New York. You always hear that. That's normal.
There's a murder in the background.
No.
Look, I'm not going to lie. This probably has been the best summer of my entire life with these two kids. I've loved every second of it. But you know what else I'm going to love? Coming back to you guys. I'm going to be there on September the 3rd, right after Labor Day. You guys, I'm so excited. Look, right. I'm not going to lie. Right. This probably has been the best summer of my entire life with these two kids. I've loved every second of it.
Construction site. By the way, for those who didn't know, that was like a cannon from like pirate ships going off. At one point, a fireworks show. Yeah. You had all sorts of things going back in the background.
I'm sweating from working so hard over here.
So she'll be back September 3rd. Did you find the Clean Bandit Taylor Swift remix? If not, it's okay.
No.
We'll put it up online.
Okay, let's do that.
You can find that at kiss951.com along with my What Lauren Likes for Today.
Oh. Well, I heard Hoda Kotb wants to know what's trending, what's hot. What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So you guys know I have this new shark obsession. I have like two shark trackers on my phone, and I'm like all in on the Great Whites in Cape Cod. That I get like four bings a day saying that there's been sightings, and they close down beaches and whatnot. So I'm a big paddleboarder when I go to my mom's house in Florida, so I'm always looking and making sure there's not sharks in the area. I have this newfound obsession. Didn't watch Shark Week this year, but I did find these wine glasses that have a 3D shark in the middle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And when you fill it with red wine, it looks like shark and blood in the water.
Are you serious? Yes. Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
They're fun. It's just a fun thing. I sent it to my mom and I was like, you need these for the condo. So
yeah, the beach house.
Yeah. But we'll have that up for you as well at kiss951.com if you are a shark lover like me. Or
only
just obsessed.
Our very talented Loren can tie sharks to wine.
Love it.
Great job, Loren. That's why you're so freaking talented. Speaking of Loren, I overheard Loren and Nicole Roy talking about something this morning that was pretty funny. We got to bring it to the air so that the audience, you guys, can hear this.
They do these things called porch pickups where you go into like the Facebook Marketplace and sell things.
Yeah, and you know, you put a price out there. People don't really offer you the price. They're offering us weird things.
Yeah, you can actually do trades instead of exchange money. Wait to hear what someone offered. Producer Nicole's was like up against someone's offer, and it's the craziest thing.
Okay. We're going to do that in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, let's welcome Nicole from Charlotte to the Mandy Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good morning, Nicole. Producer Nicole has here in our little call box that says you're a teacher.
I am. I teach first grade. I'm so excited. I love what I do. I've been teaching for about 2 years now. As I said, I teach first grade, and I'm just excited. You know, me and my coworkers, who are now like my girlfriends, fellow teachers, we're so excited to do the Back to School for Teachers. Like, we're so excited about it.
Have you ever been before, Nicole?
No, I haven't. I haven't been, but I heard it's so cool and so fun, you know?
It is. I mean, you could
drink specials.
Mm-hmm. You can get a $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct, potentially.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love the drink specials. That's for sure.
Me too.
I mean, teaching first graders, you know, you got to let your hair down when you can, for sure. You know?
Well, listen, it was our way of saying thank you to the teachers. You know, we know that with all the ads and stuff, it's about back to school for the kids, getting clothes, school supplies,
right,
getting your sports equipment ready. But you know what? Teachers, it's back to school for you too. So it's like one more night to blow off some steam. And it doesn't have to be just CMS or Union County. Any county employee who works at a school can come.
Yeah, it's nice happy hour time, so you can still get to bed since school's coming. Get back in the realm of things.
Right. Yeah, no, we're so excited. Like, a couple of my teacher friends, we were talking about it the other day, and we're just like, this is going to be so fun. Because as you said, it's right before we go back to school. You know, we've been just gearing up, preparing, getting our books and our supplies and everything for the students. So we're looking forward to it, definitely.
Well, listen, make sure you stop us so we can get a nice picture with you and your group of friends.
I will do. Definitely, we will do. We'll be fanning out for sure.
Thanks, Nicole. We're super excited to see you and all the teachers there tonight.
Yes.
All right, Nicole, get ready for your picture. What are you wearing, Loren, for tonight's big event?
A white jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I already got it planned.
Crap. That's what Roy and I were going to wear.
Mm. Well, we could be like a singer.
Like Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis Destiny's Child.
Hey, we got a text message from area code 704 who said, hey, my husband would like to come to back to school for teachers too tonight, but he's not a teacher. Can he come? And of course.
No.
What?
Yeah, you can. You, of course, can come.
Listen, we put this together just to make it easy for you guys and gals because it's like, you know, you try and make plans before you go back to school and you're like, oh, this date doesn't work, that date doesn't work. Well, we picked the date for you. It's tonight, 5 o'clock, Blackfin and Ballantyne. The teachers, you bring your IDs, you get the drink specials, the appetizer specials, and you get in the running for the Diamonds Direct gift card. So your husband, technically, you know, is going to hope that you win that.
Of course.
But it's just our way of saying thank you, guys.
Come on out. Celebrate. It's been a blast every year. It gets way packed, so come on and have fun with us.
Yep. We'll see you at Blackfin and Ballantine, 5 o'clock tonight for Back to School for Teachers 2. Up next, though, less than 5 minutes. We were just talking about this. Producer Nicole and Loren have seen some weird items to trade on the Facebook shop site.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I'm selling a car, but I don't have money, but I'll do this or trade this.
Exactly.
All right, we'll discuss in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Halsey without me, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
So when you guys go on these Facebook sites, the Facebook Marketplace, there's prices for items that are offered. So you know how much you have to pay.
Yeah. And we just moved. So we're kind of cleaning out a bunch of stuff. So I've had people at my house all week picking stuff up. So producer Nicole and I just were talking this morning because she used Facebook Marketplace for the first time.
Yeah, you were all excited about it, Nicole.
I was, because I've been like scrolling for, I don't know, maybe like a week ever since I discovered it.
And it's addictive.
It is, because it's really interesting. To see what people want to sell and get rid of. And also, the prices are, like, really funny to me. Like, when Loren told me she was selling something for $5, I was like, why are you selling it?
Well, there were multiple ones. So somebody bought a couple of them. So it ended up being a little bit, you know, more.
And the point being is, like, you could throw it out. But why throw it out when you get a couple bucks for
right.
it? And $5 buys a pack of gum.
But the back and forth and the dealing with
negotiations.
Yeah, and yesterday somebody wore me out. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Nicole was going to pick up a jersey that she found on Facebook Marketplace, and she was talking to the guy, and he said that the people before you offered him what for this jersey?
He goes, oh, I'm so glad someone finally like wanted to give me cash, because someone else said back rubs and a hammock.
Instead of, in lieu of money.
Two separate people,
so
by
the way. Two separate offers for the jersey that I got. One was a massage, which he later described as a back rub. And then the second was a hammock.
Now, when you say back rub, I'm assuming not a professional masseuse. The person wanted to just come in and...
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Massage the shoulders.
Well, hold on a second. Let's say, Loren, you're selling one of your items, and somebody was a professional masseuse and said, hey, instead of money, I'll give you 30-minute massage.
No, I think that's still strange.
It is like, strange, but you wouldn't take it?
No. How about this? How about you buy my item, give me your card, and then I'll call you Hey, you don't think that's a strange request?
I do. I do think it's a strange request, but I'm trying to find something that you would say yes to.
Oh, there's not. I don't think there's much.
You're selling your patio set, and you know how you want your backyard cleared out?
Yeah.
A landscaper says, I don't have the money, but I'll clear out that backyard area for you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I might go for that one.
But that's a service you're like actively seeking.
Right.
That's something that you would pay for.
But I'm going to do it wearing nothing but bikini briefs.
Okay, well, now you just got weird.
Yeah,
Roy's like, okay, can you leave one chair?
Yeah.
So that's so odd, though, that somebody is willing to trade their services or trade an item. Because you can also go on, like, Craigslist.
People still do that?
You can't go on Craigslist anymore.
Yeah, I just assume that website's just for serial killers nowadays.
No, there's no more personal ads or anything.
Yeah.
They've gotten rid of that.
Yeah, but it's like scammers and stuff.
Those were the best to read.
But what happened was Craigslist found out the government some judge ruled that Craigslist can be responsible because that's the site that people go to make the connection on. So
the third party can be held responsible.
If somebody was killed or something after they found the ad on Craigslist, Craigslist could be responsible. They said that, so that's why they pulled it.
Oh, one of my friends found a second boyfriend for their relationship on Craigslist.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we had an intern that was looking for a third at one point.
Yeah.
And told him to go on Craigslist. But you could find stuff for sale, and it'll be like motorcycle for sale, or will accept trade of ... Like a car hood. It's the weirdest stuff, y'all. You got to check it out. It's like, what the hell do you want to do with a car hood?
There's a show. I can't remember what it's called, but I remember watching it while growing up. I think it's like called Barter Kings or something. But like, he literally starts with an item and trades it for something else, barters with that item and then gets something more.
Oh, is this
and
the
more.
Guy that bought a house with a paper clip? He kept trading everything around?
I don't know.
Can we do a round of that?
Would you trade up?
I mean, like, let's start with this pen. We have a pen.
Let's do it in the office. Go to different people and see if you can get a stapler and then get a
yes,
a keyboard.
I don't know, but this is a real thing. Like, there's actually Facebook groups that are like buy, sell, or trade in big letters anything.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. All right. Let's, Roy, I like where you're going. Let's do this. Let's line up the phones, you guys. Jump onto this conversation because we know this is familiar with you guys, too. Did you try and sell something and someone offered to trade for it instead and maybe their trade offer was a little out from left field?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Tell us what's that weird item they tried to trade for.
I'll tell you what. I really want that bowling ball. I got old Coke bottles. They're empty.
There were something, though. Yeah. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Are they old?
Wait, 1986. That's old.
Yeah.
Call us now.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We're talking about the weird offers that someone gave you, like to trade their service for an item.
You know what I realized? This is like all that my dad does.
Really?
Yeah, I realized like this is his thing.
Does he
like,
do
you
it
guys
on-
think it's strange and it's kind of offending me.
Yeah, no. Because I just remember, you know, even as a kid, he would always come home with the weirdest crap. Because like in lieu of payment or in lieu of service, or he would always work these deals that include getting, I'm going to call it junk.
Yeah.
Because it would sit in the garage. I mean, I'll never forget the day he brought home a motorcycle. And I'm like, why'd you get that? He's like, well, finished in someone's bathroom and they could only pay half. And the other half, I took the motorcycle.
What? Like, at what point do you hire somebody to come to your house and you knowingly know you only have half to give them?
No, I think my dad, I think he works out the deal from the get-go. I'm not saying I don't think he asks for the trade, but I think when the person's like, oh, I can't afford that, Dad's like, well, hang on a minute.
Don't close the door yet.
Yeah.
I saw that. Are those Volkswagen Beetle tires you got in the garage?
I like them. I'll never forget the day he came home with China. Like, not
the country. Not the we country. Get it, Roy. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. What are you doing with the Great Wall, Dad? Son, I'm putting it in the backyard. I'm tired of looking at the neighbors. Great Wall of China is going in Roy Brown Sr.'s backyard.
One time he came home with China and like a big box of rusty forks and spoons that look like it's been used. Anybody claims they're real silver and you can melt them. I don't know. There's a whole backstory to
it. That's so funny. You guys, get in on this conversation, man. 704-570-9595. Share with us, like, what's the weird thing that someone offered to trade you for the service? Or maybe you offered the service to someone, you know, hey, tile my bathroom and you get, you know, free month's food from the restaurant that I own.
I remember when we went to a Mexican.
I would do that.
We went to a Mexican restaurant, which, by the way, please give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We went to a Mexican restaurant, and through one of the many trade deals that my dad does, ever since 2010, he's had this mint dispenser where you get like a chocolate Andes mint, and it comes out. You put a quarter in, and like a chocolate mint comes out. And so he sees this rack of wall of vending machines at the Mexican restaurant, and he tells the guy, hey, I got, you know, for mints, instead of you guys just giving them out for free, people can pay a quarter.
I got this vending machine for you.
And they're like, well, we don't have any money to pay for it. You know that guy tried to like work out a free deal for free Mexican food because he just wanted to get rid of the mint machine?
Was there a handshake? No. Your dad said, hey, just give us the free Mexican food and I'll give you the mint machine?
Yeah, like maybe we could work out with gift cards or something.
And the guy was like, no.
It's so funny. I'm looking at this Facebook group that's the buy, sell, trade anything. Mm-hmm. And there's a psychology book on there. There is fire barrels, like steel drum barrels. And then I also saw the rear end to a 67 Camaro.
Whoa. Just the backside of the Camaro?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Suzette in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, my dad, he worked on a boat dock for somebody, and they gave him two jet skis for the work.
Suzette, my,
and the trailer to go with.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Hey. And my dad had a jet ski at one time, and we never even lived near a lake. So I'm kind of wondering, he probably did a deal like that, too.
Suzette said that her dad didn't live near a lake either. So what the hell did
we lived an hour away from the lake.
Yeah. What'd y'all do with the jet skis? Just leave them in the yard?
Just in the driveway.
Yeah, until we decided to go to the lake. Sure did.
That's so funny.
Thanks,
Suzette. Hey, by the way, my jet ski like looked like it was from the 70s or 80s, bright colors, didn't look modern at all, rusted on the bottom.
Wouldn't trust it to save your life.
336 just texted in and said, I traded flowers for my greenhouse for free teeth cleaning. I would say you made out like a bandit on that one.
I love hearing all these trading stories. Katie and Monroe, what's yours?
Yes, my dad used to be a Snap-on franchise, which is like a tool company.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of payment, sometimes people, if they can't pay that week, that they will give them like baseball cards.
Well, now hang on a second. Baseball cards could be worth something.
Oh, I know. And, like, it's amazing because, you know, you don't know what you're getting. Like, he also got like one of those jack lifts before. Like, he's gotten like a lot of crap. Like, I've gotten my car painted.
Roy, meet your sister.
Before. I know. I think it's a southern, I think it's just like a good old country boy thing.
My dad's from the south, so of course, yeah. That's probably.
I'm trying to think. You know, I grew up in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, right on the tip of like southern New York, so it's about as north as you can get. And I don't remember anybody being like, I'll trade you. Although my neighbor next to me was a criminal attorney, a very well-known criminal attorney. And a lot of times he would take on cases from people who didn't have a lot of money. So wait a second, because his tree work was done by someone for free.
Yeah.
His landscaping was done by someone for free. He got like a new driveway.
Yeah,
all
but
these-
then do you have a bunch of criminals hanging outside of your house all the time?
Yes.
Well, but he's the one who proved them innocent.
Or he's still in the middle of the case with them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Here's someone who tried to trade for a service.
All right, Stacy and Rock Hill, what happened?
I have a cleaning business, and a guy couldn't make payment at the end of service. He tried to give me an antique vanity and a bicycle. And my husband, he has a remodeling business, and a lady tried to give him a Great Dane puppy because she couldn't make her payment either.
Oh, my gosh, a Great Dane puppy?
Yeah,
those are cute, but expensive. They eat a ton.
Yeah.
They are. Absolutely.
Would end up costing you more money in the end.
But did you do a little research, Stacey, on the antique thing to make sure that it wasn't a good deal in your favor?
No, I honestly just told the guy to keep it. I wasn't hauling that off for him.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Hey, clean out my garage for me, would you?
Right.
Thanks, Stacey. Let's do this tomorrow. Let's start with an item and do tradio, like radio trading. So we'll start with an item, Roy. We'll find something. Like we have paper towels in front of us. We have hand sanitizer.
I have a pen that's worth $20.
How do we know it's worth $20?
Because I bought it.
Well, you don't want to trade that.
Oh, well, but hey, we got to start something better than like a paper clip.
No, I think we need to start low.
Oh, okay.
Trade with someone. Maybe someone spilled something in their car and they need the paper towels.
Okay.
What are you going to trade us for the paper towels? Then we'll take that item and trade it. And we'll see what we can get.
Okay.
Let's do live tradio tomorrow.
I'm assuming this is all figuratively.
Yeah, unless somebody really wants some paper towels, they can come get them. Virtual trading.
Virtual trading.
Yeah, what are you willing to give us? But it's got to be realistic. I don't want a TV for the paper towels because you would never do that.
Right. All right, we'll see how it goes. I'm very interested.
You're interested to see it fail.
No, it's for sure going to fail. But I've seen a TED Talk where some guy traded a paperclip for a house. He kept training.
That's impossible.
Well, watch TED Talk.
I'm going to. All right, thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.